It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. Actually, all I'm doing is listen, if I got your attention for a second. I told y'all that I switched and I moved on to a new podcast. The podcast is called Music is the Love Language. If you guys could just do me a favor. So I'm going to play y'all an episode. So I'm going to play y'all the most recent episode, which is episode 11. So after you hear my voice, you'll hear my voice again, and then it'll be an actual episode of Music is the Love Language. If y'all like the podcast, just listen, all right? Just listen. If you like the podcast, do me a favor. Come on over to Death Row, all right? I'm tired of talking about motherfuckers being flued out. You tired about motherfuckers talking about toxic shit, blah, blah, blah. Come on over to Death Row. Come on over to Music is the Love Language, all right? And for you guys out there, if you're smart, you would listen to the Music is a Love Language podcast. You would put another young lady on that you're trying to talk to listen to the podcast. And then now you have a legit conversation starter and she thinks you deep and you really not that deep. I'm still Coach Clint. Anyway, again, I appreciate y'all listening and laughing throughout the entire 275 episode existence of Advice from a Fuckboy. Believe me, this will never get taken down. You will always see all the episodes, but I'm moving on to something new. If you guys could just come fuck with me, I would really, really, really appreciate that. Now, let's get into the new podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, tuned in. New episode, Music is a Love Language. I'm your host, Clint Coley, a.k.a. Coach Clint, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. I got an 85%er in the house, man. Very, very special guest, man. From Atlanta, Georgia. Put your hands together. Mr. Nav Green, baby.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
vegan,
man.
Everything.
Vegan. Yeah, you can see. You see the skin glowing, stomach showing. You know what I mean? That's vegan for sure.
That's what I... He said, you see the skin glowing, stomach showing?
Gotta have that motherfucker popped up like that,
man. My man. Yo, it's good to have you, man. For real. Glad you're here. So real quick, before we get on the podcast, just one quick announcement, y'all. Washington, D.C., August 26th. I'm sorry. Let's start over again. Richmond, Virginia, August 26th, Music Hall. Washington, D.C., August 27th, Miracle Theater. Good Nights Comedy Club, Raleigh, North Carolina, September 1st. All three of them cities, I want to see y'all there. I want to see you there. We're still doing the wristbands. Ain't nothing changed, even though I don't do that podcast no more. Nothing's changed. I still want my guy. I want my guys to eat.
Yeah, I want
my ladies to eat. You know what I'm saying? Right. So y'all know the wristbands. Red wristband mean you in a relationship. Yellow wristband means complicated. Blue wristband mean you single. Green mean you DTF. Bottom line, I want to see y'all. All right. Nav, you know what I like about this podcast? Is that we're now starting to touch, hit emotions. Uh-huh. Like people don't like. So here's the thing. I'm not a real big list guy. Right. So when we come to top five, top tens, blah, 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 we could debate that all day.
Yeah, it's an opinion.
But when we come on this podcast, we have, here's what I want. I want objective music opinions. Uh-huh. I want y'all to stop speaking from your heart and speak from your mind and what you hear and what you see. All right. And gotcha. Also, when we have these conversations, man, I want y'all to understand this. We're not saying these outlandish takes without actual either facts or an educated opinion to back it up. These are not just takes. These are either facts or an educated opinion behind what you're saying. Nav,
makes sense.
We've talked hip-hop in the, we in the group chat together, man. Right. We've talked hip-hop before. We don't agree on certain things. But I'm going to come in your wheelhouse.
A lot of things.
Yeah, we don't agree. We don't agree. And that's okay. But I'm going to come to your wheelhouse. I'm going to get out of my house. I'm going to come to your house.
All right, say
later. I'm from Philadelphia. Uh-huh. I loved Southern hip-hop when I was growing up, but I didn't know a lot of it. Didn't really get a chance to experience UGK until I got in my 20s. The first time I heard Pimp C was on Big Pimpin'. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, exactly. That's not my fault. I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Philly. They didn't play UGK on the radio back when I was growing up.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, they didn't play, you know, early Cash Money. They didn't play early. They didn't play any of that.
No 8-Ball, MJG.
None of that. Got no spins up north.
Not even Master P, not No Limit.
Wait. We got one. We about it. And barely. Yeah. And barely.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I want to have this conversation. The story of Southern hip hop. We're about to tell the story. We're telling it. If somebody asks you, they say, Nav, I've never heard Southern hip hop.
Never.
I don't know what it is. But who are the most 7 important rappers, producers, or artists? Whatever you do. Non-R&B, non-singing.
Just, so you can just
be
hip-hop.
You could be a producer or an artist. Uh-huh. You're telling me the story of Southern hip hop. Let's get into it. Who doesn't make the list? Who does make the list? We got 7 people.
So basically what you're telling me is somebody coming from a different state,
yes,
different country.
Somebody's coming from fucking Bulgaria.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about Southern hip-hop.
They don't know shit about it.
So I'm basically from the beginning.
The
most important parts.
Well, here's the thing.
I could start wherever, but this is the story of Southern hip-hop.
The story of Southern hip-hop. And here's what, so I told y'all my criteria, uh-huh, and I'll tell you again. My criteria for if I can tell the story of your genre with or without you. The first criteria is who did you impact? Who did you influence? How big was your impact? Who did you influence? Uh-huh. And do you have, like, do your body of work? That's my criteria. I'm not saying you got to have that criteria.
Okay.
I'm telling you that's what I give, because I'm going to give some names too.
Okay, gotcha.
We're going to come to a list of 7. Talk to me, Nav. Who you got? All
right. If I'm starting off and I explain the Southern hip hop, the story of Southern hip hop,
mm-hmm,
I probably would come straight in with Outkast.
No argument from me there.
And the reason
real quick, I'll give you Outkast as one person. Even though they're a group, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they're a group.
Definitely, there was going to be one person. Yeah. Whether you said it or not. Yeah, you already got me at 7. Like, hell, I wasn't finna lose coming out the gate. They'll take me down to 5.
But if you had to make a choice, we know who the choice is. If you had to make a choice between the two, we don't have to say it because we respect Bull. Yeah. We respect you, boy.
Yeah. But we just gonna keep it 3 stacks.
Just keep it at 3. Keep it 3 stacks.
Keep it 3 stacks.
You know what I mean? But okay, Outkast. Right. One person, I'll give you one. They're one person. I'll give you that.
Got 6 left.
You got 6 left.
I think right after that, I would say Master P.
Okay, I'm not, no argument here. Master P is definitely, definitely.
They had their own little way with the beats. I know you wouldn't give me No Limit. I couldn't say
no, that. You can't have No Limit because I'm not giving you Silk the Shocker.
Yeah. I should get a +1 for even you thinking that. But no.
Wait, first of all, remember that song, You Want a Nigga with Some Dough? That's cool. It was like him and Trina. That shit was, bruh. Bro. Yeah, come on, bruh.
Silk the Shock, I think his verses were automatic skips. Like, like on some, like, you don't even, like, it's nothing you, whoever you riding in the car with, you don't even have to talk about it. You just know, all right. That song over with.
He said Silk the Shocker's verse.
You know, you can talk.
Was all skips.
You could talk on his verse like his verse was just like.
What
know,
I'm laughing is you not lying though, dog.
It's just like, so you could be riding in the car, you jamming, His verse come on. Now you talk about what you been supposed to talk about with your buddy. Like, with y'all, with your homie, y'all just cooling. It make you remember, like, I had something to tell you.
What's funny is, somebody's going to hear this and be like, how are you going to say that about Silk the Shocker?
Ain't nobody going
to
say
that. He's a legend.
Ain't nobody going
to. You better not tell me. Y'all better not be in my comments telling me Silk the Shocker did anything for hip-hop.
Silk the Shocker ain't do nothing for his damn self. Right. A lot of people get on Silk the Shocker about his rap skills.
Yeah.
His acting was even more worse.
Oh, my God.
Did you see him in Hot Boys? Did you see him in Hot Boys, bro?
I see. But you're not lying. Man,
I got the hook up.
Ain't he P's brother?
Yeah.
All right,
blood,
I mean,
brother.
That's, yeah. I mean, at least Romeo
that's
has.
Why, that's why Master P was so intricate to Southern hip hop.
He made corny niggas.
Hey, dog.
He made corny niggas.
Silk the Shocker was a millionaire.
Bruh. But yes, Master P, and I have another reason for me, and just to piggyback off Master P. Mm-hmm. For me, the reason why he would be on the list is because he really was the, you know, I don't know New Orleans. I don't know. Somebody fact check me. I don't know. But who was first between them and Cash Money when it came to moving units out of their trunk? Like,
nah, it was definitely
Master P was moving units out his trunk, bruh. Like, you know, so.
And then you know how much music he was putting out and within a year.
Yeah,
time,
nah, like he, like, so yeah, different. Man. And also, man, we talking Southern hip hop, bro. We may not wear P. Miller.
We just talking hip hop.
Yeah, we have just. But I mean, I'm just talking about he's an artist with a clothing. Like, I'm talking influence, impact.
Yeah. I mean, and the movies. His son had a TV show.
His son low key the man. Romeo the man. Romeo on Grownish now, working. Mm-hmm. You know,
he had started those endorsements and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, he was thinking he was as a mogul and as somebody. And also, don't forget, No Limit had Snoop. And I will tell you, Snoop No Limit was hot, yo.
Bro.
Snoop
you
No Limit.
You remember the first with C-Murder?
Yeah, dog. Like, Snoop, like, let's, like, we, like, that's a part of it.
Bro.
Snoop No Limit was tough, bro.
So that's bringing the West Coast into
yo,
the
bro, that album,
hip-hop?
That album, The Last Meal, dog. That's the joint with Lay Low on it. That's the joint with Snoop Dogg. That's the, yo, that was a good-ass motherfucking album.
Right, facts.
That was a good-ass album, dog. All right, so you got Master P, you got Outkast. Who else you got?
Now it's gonna sound crazy, but I would have to say Lil Jon.
No, that ain't crazy at all.
And the reason why I say Lil Jon now.
No. First of all, how old are you, Nav?
I'm 32.
Okay, so we about the same age. I'm 35, uh-huh. Right? In college, we're talking I graduated high school in 2005.
Right.
Bruh.
Oh yeah.
Nigga. Lil Jon had
that wave.
Nigga,
that's that
he
wave.
Had me.
That's that wave.
He
that's
had
the snap
me.
Wave.
You know what I mean?
He introduced, because you got to think, I'm from the South.
Yes.
So, of course, I'm familiar with E-40. Mm-hmm. But me just listening to an E-40 mm-hmm. song, mm-hmm. That I wouldn't.
Neither am I, bro. No, East Coast wasn't listening to E-40 either.
So, when E-40 was on that,
yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, dog.
And like, he was like.
And he produced a lot of hits for cats in the South. He was
a
at
lot
one
of music.
He was the guy. He was the guy.
The go-to guy.
The go-to guy. Oh, and
you don't remember he went and brought Nas on record.
He came. Here's the thing. Lil Jon defines an era. Lil Jon defines an era, and he will always have a special place in our.
Yeah, he changed the music for like what, 5-6 years,
bro. Lil Jon,
everybody went back to dancing,
bro. We had fun with Lil Jon, bro. Had fun, Ying Yang, like, and even all them little groups and you know what I'm saying. Like, Lil Jon had it, bro.
And it all came from him, like, yeah. So
yes, bro, and he had his own sound.
Definitely had his own.
He had his own, like, you knew what a Lil Jon beat was.
Right.
Just the same way you know a Pharrell beat, the same way you know a Timbaland beat, the same way you know, like, certain niggas, you know, they got their sound. Lil Jon has a sound.
Bro, so with Lil Jon, the reason why it covers a lot of ends, because you got to bring in, he did music with Trick Daddy.
Bone Crusher. Ying Yang Twins.
Pit Bull.
He got everybody.
So it's like, that cover a lot of bases.
I'll even go to say that, Yeah by Usher, that's a hip-hop record.
Bro.
That's a hip-hop record.
That's one of the best.
Bruh.
Best collaborations of all time.
Usher, Lil Jon, and Luda. That's a three-piece of the biscuit right there. Dog. You got a producer, singer, and rapper.
And bro, when that song dropped, I don't know where you was and what you was doing, but... Bro, skating ring.
Bro, let me tell you something. When Yeah dropped, I was in, so Usher's album Confessions came out in 04.
Okay.
It was 04. Okay. I'm going into my senior year in high school. Bro, I'm coming of age around this time, bro. I was out. Yeah. I said, yeah. I was grooving, bro. I was grooving. Uh-huh. I thought my phone just rang and nothing rang. I'm just high.
That motherfucker kicked in.
You just saw me, nigga. I'm like, hey,
yeah. I ain't hear no vibrate nothing. I said, maybe he got that shit on something else. Like, you got this shit set up nice. So that, like,
hey, man, I thought, yeah. Nothing happened, man. I'm just high. Okay.
All right, say less.
Okay, so you got Lil Jon, Master P, Outkast. That's three.
All right, to cover another end, I'm going to say Manny Fresh.
Hey, man, you ain't going to have no argument for me about Manny Fresh. Your twin, shout out to you.
Yeah, twin them.
Twin them.
So, goddamn, Manny Fresh, that covers, like, the Juvenile era, which I think 400 Degrees was one of the best.
Hold on real quick. I'm saying real quick. For people to get the joke that we said this is twin, if y'all listen to the podcast, you can watch this on YouTube. You know, when you just, what I'm going to do is, I'm about to just do a quick pan. I'm going to cut to the camera. All right. If he don't look like Manny Fresh, cut. All right. Back to it. Let's go.
You just threw me all away.
No, but you were talking about 400 Degrees.
So 400 Degrees, I think was one of the best albums during that time, like far as just listening to and like getting to know what was going on in New Orleans.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You know what I'm saying? It was different from what we heard from No Limit. It wasn't the same. And Juvie, like, he had some hits on him. He had the women dancing, back that ass up.
Manny Fresh. So what we don't take accountability.
And we haven't even gotten Lil Wayne.
Manny Fresh has, he defined a sound of a city, an era of movement. Like, he is the like, if I had to pick, like, who's the most important member of the Cash Money Millionaires out of BG, Wayne, Turk, Juvie, Baby, and Fresh? I mean, it's not, because of Lil Wayne's solo career, I mean, it's not close. But, like, if we're talking about at that time, to me is Manny Fresh. If you told me right before, like, because don't forget, Lil Wayne doesn't blow up to about 03.
To the Carter 1.
So that's about 03. So you tell me in 2001, the Cash Money Millionaires are breaking up, because that's when Lil Wayne put out Lights Out, and then he put out another album right after that. If you told me the Cash Money Millionaires was breaking up, who are you keeping in 2001?
If I had to pick one.
In 2001.
And you including Manny Fresh?
Including Manny Fresh.
I'm going with Manny.
That's all I'm saying.
And the reason why, a lot of people, he has other people's beats.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't give you that.
But here's the thing. Here's what I loved about Manny Fresh music. He can't rap for shit. Never. Or Baby could rap. Man. But nigga, get your roll on. Them niggas ain't saying nothing. Literally. The words to Get Your Roll On is literally, I fuck these hoes. Like,
right?
After our shows. 2 inches, nigga, please. Like, that's, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but yeah, like,
bro,
that.
Bro, and then it was like, but he knew how to ride his own beat.
Nigga, number one stutter, shit was, that's the beat.
Bro.
Shout out to the Kings of Comedy.
Man.
You know what I mean?
That was that motherfucker.
I gotta put that on the soundtrack playlist, by the way. Number one stutter, nigga, like, you on me, I don't need no introduction to shit. Rob Bentley, like, nigga, that's, he not hot, but that's hot.
Bro, yeah.
He not hot.
They showing the shit. Hey, I was watching the, I think Turk actually said it on, either he said it on the 85 South podcast or or so, a podcast with B.I. B.I. Atlanta.
Yeah.
He said that song came from when P. Diddy stunning on them.
Oh yeah, did he? Okay, that was going around. I don't know the I didn't get a chance to listen to the entire story.
He said y'all got the old Rolex.
We got the new ones.
Yeah. Hit him with some shit.
First of all, man, baby, they money was stupid.
Yeah, so when baby hurt, and you gotta think.
Yeah.
Up there in New York, they getting shit first.
Yes.
Like
exactly.
That's where, and then it trickles down.
Right.
So with him doing that shit, he's like, okay.
I'd also argue back in the day, New York used to get shit first. I'm going to say this on this podcast. New York, you may disagree with me, but the hip hop now goes through Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you like it or not. New York, your day, the East Coast, the day is over. I'm an East Coast nigga to my heart. I love way more East Coast than down South niggas.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Right now, and in the not right now, for the last nigga, I'm going to be honest, last 20 years.
Right.
For the last at least 20 years, I'm really going to say, here's what makes Cash Money iconic. When Juvenile said, Cash Money Records taking over for the 9-9 in 2000. It's not iconic because he said it. It's iconic because they did it.
They did it.
Like, that's what, it's not iconic because he said it. It's iconic because them niggas.
Clint, what made you think he just snapped and said that shit like?
Good question.
Bro, we taking over for the
9-9 in 2000. Because like that line, he didn't have to say that.
He didn't have to say that.
That record is great by itself.
Yeah. Manny didn't even ask him. Nobody asked him shit. He like, dog.
What made him say that?
We taking over for the 9-9 in 2000.
You know what, Juvenile? Juvenile, if you see this, Juvie, how you doing, man? I'm Clint. That's Nav. We got a question. What made you say Cash Money Records taking over? Is that how you felt?
Did somebody say some shit in the studio that pissed you off?
Yeah, like
we got it this year.
This year, nigga.
If we don't drop this year,
it's over.
It's over. What? We taking over for the 9-9 in the 2000. Man.
I used
to like how Juvie come on anyway. Yeah, what's up? Kick ass. Dog.
Yo, Juvie got some wild lines, by the way. Like, I remember Juvie what's the song? I think it was, I like it for you. Slow motion. I like the way that Victoria's Secret sit up in your ass. He said, let me pour some Hennessy in your glass.
He was like an old school uncle.
Let me pour some Hennessy in your glass. All right, man. That's a good, first of all, I like where we're going with this. Yeah. So you got Manny Fresh. You got Master P.
Uh-huh.
You got Outkast. Uh-huh. And you got Lil Jon. We got three left.
This not in order.
No, there's no order. No, there's no order.
I'm gonna say, I wanna say you throwing me off.
Come on, bro.
I gotta say DJ Screw, but that is gonna bring other people in if I had to tell the story because it was
DJ Screw has a sound. Yeah, I agree with that. He is Houston. Yeah. But unfortunately, DJ Screw himself does not, to me, out. Like,
I'm trying to cheat.
Yeah. I see what you're doing.
I'm thinking that will bring in
everybody.
Pimp C, Bun B,
everybody. Everybody.
But it
can't. No, bro. No.
So I get back to that when I'll try to figure it. But I'm going to say, I can say this one. T.I., Tip.
Okay. Now, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not going to lie, though. You know what? He the king of the South, man. That's what he said it.
And he
proved it.
Yeah.
He said it. I was trying to figure out a way to disagree with T.I., but, like, I understand what he means. Like, let me ask you this. How much does T.I. mean to Atlanta? Like, when it comes to, like, okay, let me give you a prime example.
Uh-huh.
In Philly, there's, like, niggas who never pay. Kevin Hart don't pay in Philly.
Uh-huh.
Will Smith don't pay in Philly. You know, Nick Foles. I mean, he won us a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He don't pay in Philly. I'm asking you. So, I know T.I. don't pay in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
But, like, where's he up in that pecking order? Because, see, there's niggas that don't pay. So, it's like, if Meek Mill and Will Smith walked in the bar and only one of them had to eat, or I had a free meal for one. Uh-huh. It's not going to Meek.
It's going to Will.
It's slapping off.
For real?
Will Smith. We're talking about a guy. I'm not talking about just music.
Yeah, I know you're not talking
music. And we're talking everything. Bro, Will Smith means way more to Philadelphia, in my opinion, than Meek Mill ever will.
I think...
Literally, when I tell people I'm from Philly, what's the first thing you think they say to me?
What they say?
In West Philly, that's the first thing niggas...
I'm just... I understand what you're saying, but I think Will Smith is such a mega star.
Okay, so he don't count.
You forget that...
he don't pay nowhere.
Yeah. But I think like when you... But Meek Mill, resonate Meek Mill straight with Philly.
But what I'm saying is, in Philly, there's
in the hierarchy,
right? Like, look, there's a lot of places in Philly I don't pay. But guess what? If me and Kevin walk into a bar, nigga, serve him first.
Yeah. Man, you don't get that shit to Kevin.
Yeah, dog. Like, no, look at me. Like, and the nigga could know me, like. Yeah. Kevin, dog.
You're fucking up.
You feel? That's, yeah, like.
Yeah, so.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is, where is T.I. in the pecking order in Atlanta?
Bro.
He get more love than the mayor, I bet.
He damn near is the mayor.
Damn.
He damn near is the mayor. You know the nigga goes on marches and shit, and he helped the mayor. Like, he got people to start voting. He was getting buses and all that to taking people to go vote. So it's like.
He bout it.
Yeah. He really in the streets. He go out having fun.
Okay. I'll give you T.I. I won't disagree with that.
And then it's just the music when he started with the trap music and that type of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like the first like real lyricist that was coming out
of first real lyricist? Well, I can't say.
I'm not saying
Andre 3000 will.
I'm not gonna
post this clip, nigga.
Yeah, no, even Big Boy in his right, but it said like,
yeah,
you. That's why they had to say the South had got something to say.
I agree with
that. So with them saying that, okay, so
that's the name of this episode, by the way.
Yeah, so they was making music together. But Tip, he was talking about stuff that. He was talking about street shit.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was. So
it was a lot of artists talking street shit.
So let me ask you a question. Tip, is he the father of trap music?
Of course.
Then that's all that needs to be. Trap music is still prevalent to this day. If you're saying he's the father, he's on the list.
Yeah.
Bottom line, I'm with that. So we got five now. Uh-huh. We got five now. Just before we get to your last two, just in case you motherfuckers like to fast forward during my ads, don't forget... All right, Washington, D.C. No, I always start with D.C. You know why? Because that's one of my favorite cities. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, man, I love D.C. But Richmond, Virginia, Music Hall.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
27th, D.C., September 1st, Raleigh. And then at the end of the show, you got some joints. Plug where you gonna be, nigga, and make a drop like, yo, man, I'm gonna be in, because We want everybody to win, bro.
Bro, that's
like y'all hear this podcast and you want one of the motherfuckers on this podcast is in your city. Go see him, yo.
Yeah, just one or two of y'all.
Yeah, that's it though.
If you care,
that matters though, bro. That matters, man. So, hey, you a motherfucking dog on that stage, as you said, man. You a motherfucking dog, man. All right, Nav, five. Tell the story of Southern hip hop. You got five. You got two left.
All right, I said.
Hold on. Let's recalibrate.
Yeah, let's recap.
So far your list. If you can't tell, you cannot tell the story of Southern hip hop without these five people so far. We got Master P. Uh-huh. We got Lil Jon.
Right.
We got Manny Fresh, uh-huh. we got Outkast, uh-huh. and we got T.I. Yep. Okay, so who's next?
Young Jeezy.
Yeah.
Young Jeezy.
Let me tell you something, man. Jeezy make you can't listen to Jeezy and be lazy. If Jeezy's your favorite rapper and you a bum, then you've wasted his lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, thanks. You can't be a bum,
bro,
listening to
all he do is motivate niggas.
Dog, I don't like, and it's not even just like what he say, it's how he say it. It is like the beat with it. Like
the nigga, world like, is yours and everything in it.
Yes,
how,
it is.
How you sit there and play the game all day after hearing that
you
shit?
You still playing PlayStation after you hear that. Come on, man. Get up off your ass, bro. Dog. Jeezy, let me tell you something.
You just killed that.
Thug Motivation 101. Thug Motivation
classic
102.
Classic
Thug Motion Evasion 103.
I even like The Recession.
That is his class. That is.
I love The Recession.
Let me tell you, the Recession is by far to me, uh-huh. the like we can talk about nostalgia, blah, blah, blah. We talk about an album that moved the genre forward.
Right.
The Recession definitely moved the genre forward, bro. I don't want to hear nothing about The Recession. You can't say nothing bad about, bro, this mother. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, and it came at the right time, bro.
Perfect time.
Because we were going through a recession.
We were going through a recession.
And then like,
I like how it first come on.
It's a recession.
We ain't got no jobs.
We ain't got nothing. It's a recession. Mean everybody broke. Nigga, what?
So I came back to give everybody
I'm getting chills thinking about that.
Bro,
it's a
right.
recession.
You can't be broke listening
beat
to
beat everybody bro. Broke. Yeah,
you
man.
You said.
Man.
You wasted his lyrics. If you still, bro.
How are you? And you don't even got to be just a bum.
Just a bum.
You don't like Jeezy, literally. That album came out in 08. And I remember, bro, I had just started comedy in 07, bro. Uh-huh. I remember plenty of nights, because I used to live in New York, plenty of nights sitting on the subway. Like you, that really gave me, like, bro, I got, something going to happen. Something going to happen. Jeezy is definitely at the top of that list. You know what I mean? Even that song, Who That, on that album, yo. Like, that's a club joint. But nigga, but that wasn't a club record. You know what I mean?
Who That?
Nigga, we that. You know what I mean? He said, I fly to the club, make my old bitch jealous.
That's just a whole mindset.
Like, you try to stud on these niggas, yo.
I ain't forget.
All right, here we go. That's six. Okay. I like Jeezy, by the way. You see how I reacted.
Yeah,
like I got it.
I think that's the one that you really approved of.
I approve.
Or you've been waiting on that one. You've been waiting on that one.
Jeezy. Boy, Jeezy got a special place in my heart. Shit. Who's number seven?
UGK.
UGK. You're taking UGK.
Yeah,
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
And the reason why I rounded off with UGK is because I think Pimp C
mm-hmm.
was so influential.
He can rap though too.
Yeah, man, you know,
I'm still
a lot of people love Pimp C rapping, and don't get me wrong, he can rap.
But Bun B.
I never heard a bad verse from Bun B.
I never heard a bad verse from Pimp C.
Yeah.
I be telling niggas I like Pimp C verse the best on International Players Anthem.
Ooh.
My bitch a choosy. Hey, love and never fuck
without
a rubber. Never in the sheets. I get on top of the cover. Money on the dresser. Drive a compressor. Top-notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. You fucking up the game, bitch. You gets no
okay,
love.
Okay, tell me this now.
But, nah,
okay.
I have to say that makes him, you know, I'm not debating who's better. It's just...
No. And the reason why, I'm not to take it away, but it's like, was it because that beat kick in then and he just killed the fuck out of the beat? But Three Stacks was talking that shit.
Talking that shit,
Three
dog.
Stacks was talking that
talking
shit,
Talking that
bro.
Shit, man. So my face, actually,
you
I think
know we got your back like
chiropractics.
You done?
I think. Well, here's the thing with me: Three Stacks. My favorite Three Stacks verse is actually "I Can't Wait." That verse, because to me he was riding it so smooth. Mm-hmm. Leather in the summer, silk in the winter.
Yeah.
This is such an art. Where do I begin? Used to sing tenor in the church choir, not choir. In the choir. Like, nigga, that's hot.
He showed, because he's so national known.
Right,
you
right.
forget he from Atlanta
he
sometimes.
From choir.
He's such a great lyricist.
Yes, bro.
But when he, that choir.
Choir.
Like, oh, that nigga from the A.
That small piece, that choir. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
My favorite verse from him, though, was off Elevators.
I'm going through the same thing that he had. I got a few checks the last week. I led to the beat, but my bad. I'm high. Give me a, yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
You on it though?
Yes. Yes.
Damn.
Oh, but I say that to say though, I think that, and we're just discussing the last person you just mentioned. You know, UGK. I didn't really get hip to them until I got older.
Yeah.
Like I said, the first time I heard Pimp C was on,
and that's why Jay-Z rocked with him so hard. He saw something in that.
Right,
so
exactly.
Like,
and but then it was
you
just,
know, he been wanting Pimp C on music before that. He wanted him on the song that Too Short was on Time.
Yeah. I know exactly the joke.
Yeah,
he wanted
supposed to be on
and that was on Hard Knock Life, actually.
Volume 1.
Oh, that's the song. Oh, you know what song it is?
Real Niggas Do Real Things.
No, I think, was it? I thought it was the joint. It was cool when you had hella weed a week ago, because Too Short does the, Too Short is singing the hook on that joint. I don't, uh-huh. I'm just hearing Pimp C on that, and I'm like, damn, Pimp C would have, but I get what you're saying, though. Yes, Pimp C.
I could be wrong on the song choice.
But no, it's okay. I mean, we can, yeah.
He was supposed to be on that album.
But he was on, but he ended up being on one of Jay-Z's biggest hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just also think UGK.
You know, he didn't even go to the video shoot.
No, he did not.
Pimp C was a hellified nigga. Yeah, no,
so here's the crazy thing, right? So you got all that, but also their influence just on the South in general.
Yeah.
And I want you to talk to me about, just real quick, UGK, what's their, because I know what they mean to Houston, right, and I know what they mean to the South. You know, regardless of what the North thinks, you know, again, we telling the story of Southern hip hop. And I love everybody you named. But now it's time to make some cuts, because I'm going to say some names that you did not have on your list.
Whether we replace them or not.
Yes. So the number one person is Lil Wayne. Yeah. I do not mind removing anybody on that list except Outkast for Lil Wayne.
I thought you let me cheat with the Manny Fresh.
No. Because Lil Wayne, to Southern hip hop, he's also, first of all, let's be real. He, outside of Back That Ass Up, right? The biggest record on Cash Money 2 was Bling Bling. That's Lil Wayne's song. It's BG's song, but that's Lil Wayne's song.
Who made that beat?
Manny Fresh. But also Lil Wayne is Southern hip hop. We're also talking about somebody, and I'm gonna tell you this right now. Y'all could disagree or agree with me all you want. But there is a moment in hip hop for about 3 years where Lil Wayne said he was the best rapper alive and was the best rapper alive. There is a, you can't tell the story of hip hop
without
Lil Wayne. So to me, you have to include him in the Southern hip hop. If you can't tell
but
the
story. But I did.
He said, but I did.
So look, okay, I'll tell you this. If I got to take somebody off, it's going to be Manny Fresh.
I'm good with that. That doesn't mean he stays off. We still got some debating to do.
But no, I thought.
Hey man, you don't get Lil Wayne with me. Like I get what you're saying.
Okay, yeah.
But you got to make a choice. Right. I got to give Lil Wayne his. Hey man.
Hey, bye twin. You out of here, man. All
right. Scarface. I'm not saying he's on my list, but I can't say how. But he's also been super influential. Throughout a lot of, almost everybody you named would say their influence is Scarface.
Correct.
So if that does that, how much weight does that hold on this story?
To me, none. that's just to me, none.
I get you.
Because of the simple fact, you get the inspiration for some people, but if you ask somebody older than us, of course Scarface, they gonna break down because that was the first. But when I start listening to rap music, Scarface, I went listening to his tapes, albums,
and that's fair.
If I had to go back and start it over, I wouldn't.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing?
they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'd be straight, but you know, Tupac liked Scarface.
Yeah,
Scarface was...
He's very well...
Man, they was calling Scarface... They said it was disrespectful for Tip to call himself King of the South because they said Scarface is.
Well, I don't disagree with
but that,
Tip.
You know what I'm
Because he is.
Yeah, but so it's just, I guess, preference. And when,
eras.
Came up, eras.
Well, I don't mind keeping Scarface off the list because, to me, I got Manny Fresh over Scarface, in my opinion. But y'all can debate that in y'all comments.
Tell me the go-to songs that...
Scarface.
We would have to play for Scarface for it. You'd be like, could we live without those?
I'm not the one to ask because I'm not a.
So you just threw that to just throw it in?
No, but I know his influence. Literally said influence. I didn't say songs. Oh. I literally just named his influence.
Okay, gotcha.
I got a couple of joints that I like from Scarface, but I can't give you his whole catalog.
But like, far as me, I think Scarface when...
On my block.
Yeah, like all that type of stuff. Scarface, I feel like he's a person that I look at.
He's like a godfather.
Yeah.
He's like a...
So, like, how we would look at Jay Prince, if that makes sense. Like...
Well, yeah.
People don't know that Jay Prince put a lot of people on music.
Yeah, he did. Yes,
and
he did.
Stuff like that. But you don't look at him like that. You look at him as like a forefather.
We just know who he is.
Yeah. Right, I look at Scarface as like a forefather.
So okay. And I'll give you our forefathers of your forefathers of the South. We'll make a separate little division for them. Right. So, Scarface is in there. We'll even throw in, like, Luke. Throwing Luke.
On the seven
list, I can't take him. Okay. I was going to say Jermaine Dupri, but the more I think of Jermaine Dupri when it comes to Southern hip hop, he's more R&B than he is hip hop. If you go to his hip hop catalog,
he got classic R&B.
He got classic R&B. But hip hop, he got Criss Cross. He has Bow Wow, Ohio. He has The Brat, Chicago. He has them friends.
Mariah Carey.
But she don't rap. She don't rap.
No, I'm saying you remember her album, like R&B.
He does a lot of more. He did a lion's share.
I'm thinking R&B. That's what I'm saying.
He got R&B.
He's in his bag.
He's damn near untouched.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Ain't a lot of niggas that can fuck with him on the R&B tip. But hip hop, bro, like, hey, man, you got them franchise boys. I don't. Hey, man.
Shout out to Parlay is a great rapper out of the franchise boys.
You know him?
Huh?
Do you know him?
Yeah.
All right. That's all. Okay. That's all you had to. That's all I need to. That's your man's.
Pimpin' make great beats out of the French. All right. Boys.
Okay. No argument here, Nav. All
right.
I'll let you. Okay. We said Lil Jon. We said Jeezy. I got two more people left.
Who that?
Right. That I think have been forgotten that we need to address. Three.
Okay. Go ahead.
First one is Ludacris. Now, you can say whatever you want, right? Again, this is, I'm not.
But
Ludacris has to be in the conversation just because the nigga can rap.
He can.
The nigga did move the, he's.
He did units.
I don't know if he moved the genre forward.
At all, he didn't.
I don't know. Can we? I'm not. And this is not me trying to play him. Like,
oh, no,
if
y'all,
no. No, if y'all, like, this is one take that I'm going to invite the audience in. This is not a crazy take. I'm literally asking y'all. This is not a rhetorical question.
Right.
Did Ludacris move the genre forward? If he did, then he goes on the list. I want to poll everybody. Did Ludacris move the genre forward? I'm not agreeing or disagreeing, but that's a tough question because I'm like, did he? It's not disrespect. It's like, I want to say yes. Mm-hmm. You kind of want to say yeah. Do you
say yeah to what?
No,
I was just.
You just with me. You not.
No, I'm just like letting you do your
so
shit.
You don't agree.
No, I don't agree. Okay. At all.
And you from Atlanta?
I'm from. And the reason why, okay. Don't get me wrong, Ludacris was so creative with his absolutely. Videos and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. But Ludacris, he chose when he wanted to go off and just rap his ass.
I agree.
So at times like that, it's like.
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that. Ludacris is really the South's Busta Rhymes.
That's a good analogy.
Ludacris and Busta Rhymes, they both can rap.
They can rap their ass off. They got good. But they were so creative.
They creative. They got point. They got hits. They got yeah.
So look, this is what I say right now. Okay. People on our list, we could go back and listen to their music yeah. and still be like, some of the stuff Ludacris was doing at the time.
I can do without it. Yeah, I can do without Shake Your Money Making. I can do without that. I can do without that. I'm sorry. That shit was ass. I didn't like that. Shake Your Money Making. Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't like that.
So like, and then when you hear him on songs like Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you be like, that's Luda.
And then he got some verses, dog. Yeah. Nigga, Area Codes was so prolific. Like that was before you thought I was 770 and 404. You like I don't know. Like
and they was at the airport with that shit. Like, we don't know what error code these niggas going to.
Alright. So I'm cool with leaving Luda off the list. Gucci Mane. Now we talk about trap music. Now, the only thing to me Gucci Mane doesn't have really is a classic album. I don't feel like he does. The South may feel different. Right. Y'all can debate me. I'm not an expert in Gucci Mane, but I do know the nigga got mixtapes. I do know the nigga made an impact. And he made a crazy impact.
And then a lot of people, he brought a lot of people in. He brought a lot of people in.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, musically, he was responsible for a lot of artists that came after him.
Mm-hmm.
That he, you know, he accepted or whatnot. But far as the South,
ooh, yeah,
I can't take nobody off that list for Gucci Mane.
Okay,
and me personally, I am a Gucci Mane fan.
Yeah, yeah,
but I can't be biased and be like
yeah, you gotta be. We're being objective.
Yeah, this somebody from where you said they were from?
You from Atlanta?
No, you said the person we telling
they from Bulgaria or some shit.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
We'll get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so but basically. I think we could do without telling the Gucci Mane.
Okay.
And that's just because, and Gucci Mane, we from the same area. Oh, y'all
from the area. Ooh.
Yeah, so it's like, but I just remember what.
But no, the thing is, when we talking this list though, do you take somebody off and put him on? We're not saying that we don't tell the story without Gucci Mane, but we're saying this: we got seven motherfuckers.
And you got to have these 7 points in there. I can't say. Bro, I remember what Young Jeezy did.
Yeah.
When that Trap or Die dropped, that was the mixtape that dropped. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
You couldn't go nowhere without hearing that. I know when Tip first dropped and seeing him on BET, I know what that did for the city.
Yeah.
Lil John, I know what that did.
Yeah.
Outkast was a little before. I still was a jitterbug.
Yeah,
but
you said a jitterbug, nigga?
Jitterbug. Them niggas went
down. You really country, nigga.
I was a jitterbug. All
right, man. And my last one is going to pain me to say this, but I do think I might have to take somebody off for this guy. Uh-huh. I'm not a fan of none of his music. I don't think he's good. No, I take that back.
Shit.
I take that back. I'm not a fan of none of his music. I don't like this nigga. I think he's toxic. But, bruh, we talking about the South?
Future.
He got to be on the list, bro.
Man, hold up.
Future got to be on the list, dog.
I love Future music.
I don't like
it. I love Future music.
I hate this nigga, dog.
Man, hey. I love Future music.
Bro, let's be real. In the last 10, 12 years.
He the hottest nigga, dog.
Come on, man. Yo, I hate this nigga, dog.
I don't.
But I'm being objective. I don't like Future, but you can't tell the story of Southern hip hop without this guy.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
If you wouldn't have made it so strict to make the list, I could have said Dungeon Family.
Yeah.
That could have got Future in there, right there.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, but you said no.
No.
You said no. You're very strict.
No.
So,
and real quick, not Dungeon Family, but mainly Organized Noise in the Forefathers group.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Forefathers group. So, Nico, what is Nico Wade? Yeah, all them guys. Rico Wade. Either Sleepy Brown, all that. Yeah, Chilla Mike.
You get all that.
Yeah, CeeLo, Gift.
Goody Mob.
All that. Yeah, yeah. Cujo. Yeah, man. Cool Breeze. I even fuck with Cool Breeze.
Man, I like them. Slim Calhoun.
I like all that shit, dog.
But with Future, bro.
But Future, bro.
I think it's still going. So, it's like.
But it's like there's something to be said for the reign he's on now.
Yeah, it definitely.
He's because it ain't like it ain't.
It's not over.
But it's not over, and it didn't just begin.
Right.
It's been at least 10 years, bro.
10 years plus.
I've been here, and I thought Future was a fad, mind you. In the same time, you had other niggas like Roscoe Dash and Waka Flocka and Trinidad James and Future, bro.
He elevated and escalated.
Future. So who we got to take off? Who are we taking off in Future? Objectively.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
That's the question. I'm going to come back with that. I want to know, who are we taking off the list and putting Future on? Ponder that. I want everybody to ponder that, because y'all like, damn, Clint. Y'all, either you. So here's the thing: if you listen to this podcast, either y'all thinking I'm crazy, or you like, yo, objectively speaking,
you're right.
Future is in the conversation. Whether you want,
I never would say he wasn't in the conversation.
He can sit at the table with them seven niggas.
Man, easily, bro. But you gotta think, seven is.
It's hard.
It seemed like.
We're gonna go through the list and figure out who we taking off of this nigga.
It depends on what you got at the time for it to say seven is a lot or seven is not.
Totally agree. Yeah. So seven people
in the whole Southern hip hop.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
But that's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point.
You made it hard.
That's the point. So let's go down the list, man. Here we go. We got on this list, we got Outkast.
Yep.
Lil Wayne.
Right.
We got Lil Jon. We got T.I.
Uh-huh.
We got Jeezy.
Jeezy.
We got UGK.
UGK.
And Master P. Out of those seven, so let's just, who are the ones, because, so we're saying Future is good enough to be at this table.
Definitely.
Okay. So out of those seven, let's just, who's automatically staying, there's nothing Future can ever do, or Future can do to take them off. Who's our absolute stay-ins? Outkast to me is staying.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne to me is staying. Mm-hmm. And we got five left. Is Jeezy an automatic stay?
I won't.
Yo. Man, fuck it. Jeezy staying.
Yeah, Jeezy stay.
Okay, so if Jeezy stay, T.I. got to stay.
T.I. definitely stay.
So, yeah, if Jeezy stay, T.I. got to stay. Okay, that's four. Now we're down to Master P.
He definitely stay.
Lil Jon and UGK. Who are we taking off, and who are we putting on? Out of those three, who are we taking off for
what
Future?
What three we got again?
The three left. So the ones we know for a fact are staying. T.I., Jeezy, Wayne, Outkast.
Uh-huh.
The three that's left, Master P.
He got to stay.
All right. So he's on the staying list. Yeah, so now it's either Lil Jon or UGK.
Damn. Sayonara, Lil Jon. He gotta go.
Why you got? Let's between Lil Jon and UGK. All right.
Okay. Look. Okay.
Who's more important? Right. So, Okay. Because they're not comparable because one's a rapper, one's a rap group. Mm-hmm. The other one is a producer.
Right.
How long was UGK's... Was UGK ever the best group in hip-hop?
Would I say hip-hop or...
In Southern rap. They were never the best group. Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
They were never the best group. You can honestly say for a time that Lil Jon was the best producer in hip-hop. At a time.
Yeah.
At a time. I'm not saying he was... But
okay, look.
When it comes to hip-hop producers, he's for sure in the top 10.
He had his wave.
And so did UGK.
Yeah. A lot of producers have their wave, though.
Yeah. I'm not, and by the way, I'm not capping for Lil Jon, and I'm not capping for either.
No, you just make... Yeah.
We got to look at it objectively. Okay.
But the reason why, okay, how long was his wave?
How long was UGK's wave?
UGK still have a wave going on, though.
They have a
wave. Because now people still sampling their music.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But
making it hooks.
And people still want Pimp C on the verse, even though he did.
Even though he did.
Ask Drake.
People still mention these niggas.
So
when the last time you heard somebody mention, like, just talking, mention Lil Jon? Bro, but you know what? Lil Jon to this day is still dropping music.
And nobody cares.
Except the... You know, he do like...
nobody cares.
He do like the club shit.
Yeah, that's...
So it's like... But easily Future over Lil Jon, wouldn't you say?
Easily? You know what? It is easy.
Easy to say that?
It is easy to say that. And it's not easy to say... it is easy to say Future over UGK, but...
Bun B still getting on.
Yeah, but Bun B ain't Future, dog.
Nah, I'm not saying that.
I get it.
But I'm saying why UGK stayed
so many
on,
niggas
over
took
Lil
Future.
Jon.
You know what? Here's the biggest thing with Future. So many niggas took his sound.
Right.
So many niggas do with Future. He's the mumble rap.
If we're thinking, a lot of people took the Migos style as well.
Yeah. You know what though? Let me tell you something. On the very first episode of this podcast, I put Migos in a top tier hip hop group. I gave them niggas they flowers, dog. They hot
for that.
They hot, yo, bro. I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
I like them.
Even if you don't like them or not,
can't deny it.
I could tell how you sit and you think.
I gotta be yo, cause and like yo, I don't like Future. I don't like this nigga.
What did he do, bro?
He just corny to me, dog. Like he always on some fuck shit. He always like it's just yo, you corny, but just make music. I just don't like Bull. I'm sorry, but I also gotta. I don't like Kevin Durant either, but I'm not gonna tell you the nigga can't play.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
you know.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't like. You know what I mean? Like, I think Kevin Durant's corny as shit.
I left Future off, and that wasn't because I don't think he should be on the
list. Just we ain't think about him. It's recent.
He's still in the game.
But he's in,
and it's still in.
But like you, he
in
he,
his prime.
He tells the story. Like he, the reason why he's part of the story. Because he's in the present. If you're reading a book, mm-hmm. we're not always sometimes reading the past. We're also reading what's going on right now. When we tell stories, we're not only telling the past. We're also telling the present, and we're telling what could be. Future has had arguably the most impact in hip hop. Arguably. I'm not saying he has. Drake, of course, you know, Kendrick, Jake. Like we can name all these guys, but in the last 10 years. How many niggas out here sounding like Future? Man. Future is the Steph Curry of hip hop right now.
That's a good analogy.
You're not really appreciating how good this how impactful.
So like, tell me this, since you threw that, is J. Cole considered Southern hip hop?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. Only reason why, because you can't pinpoint him as like a Southern movement.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't have he's from North Carolina.
But he went up top.
It's not even that he went up top. It's more so like when you hear J. Cole, you don't hear the South got something to say.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Even though he got a Southern accent when you talk to him and mm-hmm. stuff. But when I hear J. Cole, I know Fayetteville, but I don't feel, it doesn't feel like.
Hey, okay, I got you.
It doesn't, yeah, it don't like, feel like, yeah, it just don't, it doesn't, it's just not a, it doesn't have a, he doesn't have a Southern feel. He don't really work with Southern producers. He don't really have, you know what I'm saying?
So look, you know what's so...
And then also we got to put some honorable mentions on here that we, you know, people are like, oh, I can't believe you said these people, but these people don't make the list. Trina, Trick Daddy, Paul Wall, Slim Thugger. Like, we love all these cats, but right. let's keep it. Let's just be objective, yo. Yeah. Willie D, you know, Ghetto Boys,
for sure.
You know, we can name a whole bunch of Southern cats.
And you know what? So
we did also, y'all, real quick. We did not include. Listen, before y'all go, oh, technically Virginia is the South. Yes, but no. Okay. We're not counting Timbaland.
Yeah.
We're not counting Timbaland, Pharrell, Missy, any of them. And the only reason why I'm not, because they don't. First of all, they weren't Southern producers. Mm-hmm. They were producers. If you're producing for South and North, you're not a. You know what I'm saying? Lil Jon was strictly a Southern producer. Mm-hmm. Jazzy Faye. Hey.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jazzy Faye is a Southern producer.
And you notice
I don't like him.
Jay-Z did a song with everyone that we left on the list.
Yeah, we did.
Everyone that's on Everybody. That list.
Yeah. And who else do I like? And Ninth Wonder and them guys? Yeah, man. No, they're not Southern. I mean, he is from the South, but no.
Right.
When we think of Southern hip hop, you think of who we were naming. Luke and all these other cats. And yeah, dog. Future's on the list. Lil Jon gotta go.
Hey, I got you one that I know you weren't thinking. Rick Who? Ross.
Oh my God. How did we forget Ross?
Fuck. You made it tough when you said Trick Daddy and Trina.
How did we forget Ross? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. How did we forget the boss? Hey, nigga, he is Miami. Oh. Maybach Music, nigga. Oh.
We can't take nobody off, though. Do we take UGK off for them? For Rick Ross?
Nigga, I would absolutely take UGK off for Rick Ross. I would absolutely take UGK off for Rick Ross. Bro, Rick Ross... is top 20 rappers of all time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
When we sit down and you do a list, Rick Ross is in he's in that second tier. He's
17, 18 range.
Yes, between 17. I wouldn't be mad at anything below 25 is a diss. Anything above 15, you know, like he could go anywhere.
He hold his own.
Rick Ross, bro, he put Miami on his back.
In Miami.
Bro, Rick Ross.
305.
Bro, how we forget Ross? Bro, he has to go on the list. He has to go on the list. I'm sorry. Bro, I'm taking UGK off of Rick Ross. He's done enough. He surpassed them niggas. He's done enough. He's way more impactful than you can't tell me he's not.
I don't think so. Bro, people still quote Pimp C like...
People still quote Ross, bro.
Yeah, of course. Ross still making music.
Ross ain't never going to not be quoted. Let me tell you something. Just like Jeezy had the recession, bro, come on, man. Teflon Don was... That's a Teflon Don.
Smoke some, bitch.
Teflon. I think of Big Meech, Larry Hoover, Whip It Work, and then don't forget.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget all the joints he was featured on. Bro, Ross.
With DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
See, when you said the featured on, like.
Oh, DJ Khaled might have a. Only reason why, because I think DJ Khaled's from the North. Like, he was technically an extension of the Terror Squad.
Right.
And the Terror Squad is Fat Joe shit. But.
Correct.
But DJ Khaled.
What he did.
For the South. You got him. If that, then that's the case. That's drama in there, too. Gangster. Shout out to DJ Drama from Philadelphia.
Yeah, it never could be just Savage.
No, but we got to have Savage. Bro, I'm cool with Khaled. We're just mentioning other people that we're not.
But I'm saying.
But Ross.
I can't take UGK off of Ross.
This might be the only one we're like, because we came to an agreement.
Yeah.
We got
six for sure.
Okay. We agree on Wayne.
Uh-huh.
We agree on Outkast.
Correct.
We agree on Jeezy.
Correct.
We agree on T.I.
Check.
And we agree on Future.
Check.
And we agree on...
Master P?
Master P. Uh-huh. So the last one...
And we're not just talking music with Master P. We're just talking
everything.
Everything.
The story of hip-hop.
The story of hip-hop.
He's in there.
Yeah. Because if it was, you know, just music.
Music. He said,
that's what him putting Silk the Shocker on.
Who did he put Mystical on too?
And Mystical, he going through some times.
Mystical going to jail forever, dog. He ain't never coming
home.
Came in with my dick in my hand, bro. What's up with you, man?
Oh.
Come on, man. This got to do you? Have, you I don't.
You,
I'm,
you, have you don't even know who all in the party.
Let me be honest with you. Let's be honest. With a woman, right? Uh-huh. Have you ever literally, like, a woman, you know you about to do it. Did you ever came in the room with your shit in your hand? I never did.
Nah, I never.
I got to get naked. I don't just come in like that. You got to undress me.
I don't know. Well, you got to be that damn drunk.
To just come like, in.
Dick it
in. Hey, what's up?
Like, you ain't going to speak first?
Hello.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Hey, check around the room.
Yeah, bro. Read the room, bro.
Read the room, bro.
We don't.
You don't know if you got a dog,
bro.
But put your puppy up.
Right, put your puppy up.
No, you put your puppy up, nigga. You got your dick in your hand.
Oh man. All right. But anyway, okay. So Master P's on.
Yeah, Master P. Yeah, we got off subject.
Okay. So yeah, because he wild. He
tripped.
Yeah. All right. So we just, hey, bro. I got it. I don't mind. So your list, we got the same list. Yours got UGK and mine got Ross. Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, Nav and I have come up with, as a matter of fact, Nav, I'm going to let you tell everybody. Nav, you telling the story of Southern hip hop. Who is the top? You got seven people. Who do you have?
Okay. The story of Southern hip hop.
Yes.
I have my seven people.
Yes.
Master P.
All right.
I have Outkast.
Okay.
I have T.I.
Okay.
I have Young Jeezy.
Okay.
I have UGK.
Okay.
I have Lil Wayne.
Okay.
And I have Future.
That's a good list. That's a good list. Only I agree with that entire list. The only thing I disagree with is UGK. I'm taking UGK off and give me Rick Ross.
And give you Rick Ross.
Taking UGK
and
off.
I'm not mad at that.
All right, yeah. Give me the boss. Give me the boss. You know what I mean? Boss. Now I know people going to disagree, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Who on your list? Dang. But I think we got a damn good seven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because here's the thing. So now I'm going to do one more thing before we go. Remember, bro, we need a starting five and we need a bench. We got two coming off the bench.
Yeah, you tough.
Man.
You tough.
So who's the starting five? Who's coming off the bench?
Future definitely on the starting five.
Future is on the starting five.
Because I think his...
He's now.
His catalog is...
Yeah, he's not... No.
Is huge.
Yeah.
He's still making hits now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. His range is all over. He did songs with Rihanna, mm-hmm. Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Turn around, do something.
Real quick question. Did we miss Memphis? Because you got Ball and MJG. We also forgot...
Three Six Mafia.
Then you got the movement now, Moneybagg Yo, and the Baby, and blah, 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 blah.
And no, no.
And they not, to me, they haven't done enough yet.
Yeah, no slight to, like, I feel like the Dolph, MJG, yeah. Like, you have to be in the South to appreciate that music.
I agree.
Because a lot of people, when I like songs from 8 Ball and MJG,
but people,
that people that you put on, people don't even nod their head to. Like, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. So, certain music, you just got to be there to love that.
And you got
to
be from there.
That's just like
that's
if
for
you
y'all.
In
that's
if
for
you
y'all.
In D.C. and somebody put on go-go music.
That's for y'all.
You will know who from D.C.
Right.
And around that way when they start.
I totally agree.
Music.
Totally agree.
So, like, that's what that's
totally
the same
agree.
Thing with.
Totally agree.
8 Ball, MJG, 3-6 Mafia. And UGK was doing music with 3-6 Mafia.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so
yes,
it was like. So
who's your starting five?
Songs you went like.
Oh, for sure. No, I already know that. Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So you're starting five. So Future's in.
Future in.
I'm going to say Outkast. Outkast got to be in.
Yeah, Future the Shooting Guard.
Future the Shooting Guard. Okay.
Outkast probably be my small four.
Okay, so they scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, they scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, they can do everything. They can defend.
They can
defend.
Wing defenders.
They okay. They Kevin Durant.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay.
Master P will probably be my point guard.
In real life, too.
Yeah.
Because the nigga can hoop.
The nigga lived every nigga dream.
Look at he a movie
rap,
star.
Did movies.
Made it to the league.
Made it to the league.
Look, every nigga wanted to do all
every
three things.
Every nigga who's playing basketball now, slick, they mixtape on a nigga.
Yeah, that's there. That's facts.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Center, I would have to say Lil Wayne.
Okay.
The offense revolved around him.
Yeah.
Shaq in his prime.
Yeah, Lil Wayne is definitely,
Shaq
he's eating,
prime.
You throw him the ball, go do what you want to do.
Power forward. I would have to say Tip. I would have to say T.I. I would put him over
So Jeezy. You got Jeezy and Ross coming off the bench. That sound wild as fuck. Yeah, oh, you got Jeezy and UGK coming off the bench.
You had
my
Ross.
My bad.
You had Ross coming off the bench. And the reason why, it's a good lineup.
It's a great lineup.
But Jeezy, I think with him, he could come in and get his own shot off.
So I'm going to take off. I'm going to put Master P on the bench just because of the music. I'm going to be honest with you. Like,
if you go back and listen to it now,
it ain't that great.
Skip.
Right.
But at the time.
Right. So I'm going to put Jeezy at the point because Jeezy liked to smoke. You know what I mean? I'm going to put Lil Wayne at the two guard because Wayne is my Jordan, bro, for the South. Come on, bro. Like, Wayne is Wayne. You've never seen. Listen, bro. What Lil Wayne was doing, Wayne, like, mixtape Lil Wayne, bro.
We didn't even think about
mixtape Lil Wayne is.
Mixtape Lil Wayne was different, dog.
Weezy F. Like, come on, dog.
But look, bro. Okay, we're definitely not talking about height when we.
No, like, we're not talking about height. We're just talking about, like, what he can do.
Because
Lil Wayne, if that's the case, he'd be the point.
But, like, I feel like Wayne just catching anything off the backboard, slamming it.
I got somebody for that.
Okay,
I got somebody for that.
Go.
So my small forward is Outkast, just like you.
Okay.
They the franchise, bro. Wing again. You start with them. You can listen. Everybody else can go. To be honest with you, and I still like if Outkast said trade everybody. Guess what?
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'm listening to Andre. I'm listening to, if we talk Outkast, Big Boy Dre, and they told me, hey man, and again, they one person, they like, hey man, yo, trade everybody. You right.
All right.
I'm cool with that.
How we gonna run this team?
Yeah.
What's your vision?
All right. My power forward, and I want him like a Tim Duncan power forward. Mm-hmm. You know, all the fundamentals, all the makings. You know what I'm saying? Like he's quiet. He ain't talking. He let his work do the talking. That's Ross. Yeah. Okay. That's Ross.
Fundamentals.
He fundamentals, dog. Let's be real, bro. Rick Ross outraps a lot of niggas, dog.
He do. Easily.
He outrapped T.I. Yeah. I know T.I.'s louder. See? T.I.'s Kevin Garnett, right? Kevin Garnett was louder than Tim Duncan. Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan was winning rings and getting MVPs. Kevin Garnett was getting bounced in the second round, my nigga. And I don't want to hear he had this person, they had that person. Tim Duncan, everybody will tell you, was always that nigga.
Yeah, he was.
You know what I mean? And silently, when I listen to Rick Ross rap over certain shit, I'll be like I heard his, for bar, bro. Here's what I, bro. When the song 16 with Andre 3000.
When 16 ain't enough.
Nigga, Rick Ross verse. Bro, that shit is, it's perfection over, Rick Ross is brown sugar. Pause. Rick Ross is the perfect verse over a tight beat. Like, let's be, like, if you really listen to Rick Ross over, if you listen to him over, what's that song? If you listen to Rick Ross over Aston Martin music, Rick Ross is brown sugar. He is the perfect verse over a tight beat.
Bro.
He's melodic, bro.
He get in his bag.
Bro, and here's the thing. I don't even know if what he's saying is like lyrical, but it's just like, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, so who can you call? I don't know who I call when you got automatic weapons on the fucking floor, but it sounds cool.
He painted a picture.
When he says, when he's alone in his room staring at the wall, that alone in my room staring at the wall is just as good as my favorite rapper is alone in his room staring at his wall. I said it. If y'all had to compare, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Which alone in your room staring at the wall would you rather be? Your conscience called telling you that you need a girl and you need love, or you need automatic weapons on the floor? Who are you calling? It's melodic.
They take you two different exits.
Bro, Rick Ross, you ride down anywhere, 85 South, 95 South, 10.
I-10,
anywhere, and you just like, whew. Rick Ross make you want to step your life up. Rick Ross write rap so luxurious. You can't be a peasant listening to Rick Ross.
You know what song a lot of people slept on with Rick Ross?
Talk to me.
The song with him and John Legend.
Two nights, nigga. Rick Ross is melodic, bro. We got to give Ross his flowers.
Yeah, Ross a dog.
Ross, that's my power forward. And then my center is T.I. I feel like he can throw off the backboard and catch everything. I feel like he's the guy who, like, let's be real. You said he's the king of the South. He the mayor. When the center walk in, man, everybody shut the fuck up. When a center walk in, everybody like, yeah, you right.
And you know what? Me and you, we both like Showtime.
Yeah.
You remember Kareem?
Yeah.
So it's like I think you set your team up that way.
Like Magic is the, even though Magic is still the heart and the glue.
Yeah.
But Kareem is just, that's the captain.
Yeah.
That's the captain.
They called him Cap.
They called him Cap. T.I. to me is the captain. And I got Future. He young. He doing his thing. But right. Hey man, you got to come off the bench. You have to come off the bench.
So you put Future on the bench.
Future and Master P's on the bench.
You got a great bench though.
That's a great bench.
Who's on my bench?
You got UGK. No, do you? UGK and
Jeezy.
And Jeezy on your bench. Yeah. I got Jeezy at the. Where I got Jeezy at? I think I got Jeezy at the. At Wayne at the point. I think I had Jeezy at the two. No, I had...
You had Jeezy at the point.
I had Jeezy at the point. I had Wayne at the two. Because, you know, the whole world loves to listen to Jeezy and Weezy and Oh Yeah Yeezy. Mm-hmm. There. Bro, we got a... This is a good-ass episode, if I said so myself.
No.
This is a good...
Hey, you made me think a little
This is a good-ass episode, man. I like...
I know a couple of my problems. Bro, what the hell? I already know.
But that's okay. But yeah. You're not... But here's the thing, y'all. We backed up everything we said...
Right.
With educated opinions. There was no bullshit talked about. We gave everybody their flowers, but you need a 7. And then I made it hard. We need a 5. Nav, where you going to be at, man? Tell them where you going to be. Where they can find you at, where you going to be at, man?
Man, September. I got some dates coming, some solo dates coming up in September.
All right, where you going to be?
Greensboro, Comedy Zone.
Okay.
Greenville, Comedy Zone.
Okay, South Carolina.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Ooh, first of all, bro, Charlotte is, that's, bro, Charlotte, wow. Bro,
Charlotte got some nice women.
Bro, Charlotte got everything.
Charlotte got some good food.
Got good food, people. Good people. I've never, let me tell you something. I've never had a bad time in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I can go for that.
I've never had a bad time. I've never had a bad time, and I've never had a bad show in Charlotte, North Carolina. Every time I'm at the Comedy Zone, I light that motherfucker on fire. I love Charlotte. They are the perfect blend of thinking and ignorance.
Right.
I love Charlotte.
I can go for that.
And Raleigh right there with him. Raleigh right there with, I love North Carolina,
I never did a show in Raleigh, though.
Bro, North Carolina, bro, is one of the gems of the United States in comedy.
Right.
I'm going to say that. Like, the North Carolina crowds, I never had a bad time in any North Carolina city. Stand up, North Carolina. I love y'all. Take a bow. Take a bow. Y'all, I fuck with me. I love me some North Carolina.
And Duval. I got Duval.
Comedy. Jacksonville Comedy Zone.
Jacksonville Comedy.
All right, man. So, listen, man, Nav, thank you for coming on, good man, brother, man. It was
a great ass episode.
This was fun, bro.
It didn't even feel like we did an episode.
Bro, we just talking shit.
Kicking it.
Having a good time. Some shit you argue about for free. I mean, we are doing it for free, but you know what I mean? But there's cameras rolling, you know what I mean? We want y'all to listen to the podcast. But nah, man, thank you, man, for coming on. And real quick, I'm going to leave this with y'all, man. If y'all could do me a favor. Please share this podcast the same way you shared my fuckboy stuff. Listen, man, I'm on a new wave now. I don't want to be a part of the problem. I'm tired of talking about who getting flued out.
You retired.
I don't care, dog. No, I don't care no more, dog. That's over. Can we please, like, I'm asking y'all, share this. This is a music podcast. Again, this isn't just wild takes. We do have substance. We are talking. We are making sense.
Clint, so do they inbox you? About the podcast.
The old podcast?
Yeah.
Listen, just like JC said, you want my own shit, nigga? Go listen to my old albums.
Yeah.
Advice from a fuckboy never went nowhere. I just don't do it no more. You know what I mean? I just don't do it no more. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.